It was a nice night for a walk in the park. Bright, big moon. Out by the picnic area, I heard this deep, low growling. Scared the hell out of me. Then I heard it circling, rustling in the bushes, moving around behind me. I began to think I was in real trouble. When I heard the howl, I knew it. As it exploded out of the bushes at me, I thought two things. It was a rabid animal, and I was done for. Wrong on both counts. We smashed straight through the picnic table, shattering it. I was found the next morning, barely alive, with a dead, naked man impaled on a shard of the broken table next to me. I've come around to believing that I was lucky. I didn't always feel that way. Marty H., political consultant, age 34, like age 10. Getting started. If you've been bitten by a werewolf, or know someone who has been bitten, you probably have a head full of some pretty weird and wild questions. This section will go over the basics of what lycanthropy is all about. What is lycanthropy? Lycanthropy is a biological condition wherein you undergo a cyclical physical transformation, experiencing sudden and drastic growth in all parts of your body until you appear to have been turned into a creature that is half human, half wolf. Those who have this condition are called lycanthropes, or werewolves. When you undergo this change, you experience rapid hair growth. Your teeth turn into large fangs, and your fingernails grow into long, sharp claws, and your body increases in height, girth, and strength, with longer limbs, a more pronounced brow, and in some cases, an extended snout. During the transformation, your mental state experiences a rapid deterioration, eroding all of your higher faculties until your mind is that of a bloodthirsty predator. You will become hungry for flesh and will maul and feed on animals or humans, given the chance. In your wild state, you are extremely dangerous and hard to control. You remain in your wild state for approximately 8 hours before you transform back to your normal or dormant state. When it happens, you will experience a transformation 3 nights out of the month, on the evening of the full moon and the evenings before and after, when the full moon waxes and wanes. These nights are commonly referred to as your moons, and the monthly trio of moons is referred to as your moonset. On the morning following each transformation, you will wake up in your dormant state again, usually with little to no memory of the events of the previous night. How one becomes a werewolf. You can become a werewolf either by being born to a lycanthrope father or by having a werewolf's blood or fluids introduced into your bloodstream, usually through a bite. The fluids must enter your bloodstream while the werewolf is in his wild state. If you are bitten by a werewolf in his dormant state, or if the fluids of a werewolf are introduced into your bloodstream outside of a transformation day, you will not become a werewolf. How it happens. The blood and saliva of werewolves contain a contagion that acts upon the pituitary gland. After you've been attacked, this contagion travels through your bloodstream and causes your pituitary gland to release a rare and normally dormant thyroid-stimulating hormone called lycanthropin. Lycanthropin acts upon the thyroid and other glands and organs to stimulate growth at a rapid rate, first by causing a breakdown of body structures and then by swift cellular regeneration and reproduction. This hormonal process makes the body grow to nearly twice its normal size and stimulates the hunger and rage receptors in the brain to such an extreme degree that you begin to behave like a starved, wild animal. The process continues for 8 to 12 hours until the body counteracts the change and triggers another cellular breakdown, changing your physiognomy back to your dormant state. For purebloods, lycanthropes who are born to a lycanthrope father, the pituitary gland is pre-programmed to automatically release the lycanthropin hormone during moonsets after the pureblood reaches puberty. Is there a procedure to prevent the pituitary gland from releasing the lycanthropin hormone? People who have been recently bitten or lycanthrope parents of pureblood children might seek a surgical procedure to inhibit the release of lycanthropin. There is no such procedure that we know of. But were there such a procedure, we would oppose its practice. Disabling or manipulating the pituitary gland to inhibit thyroid function is an act of mutilation that would impair the body's natural development and drastically alter its overall chemistry. Were such a procedure performed on a child, it would prevent that child from going through puberty and subject him to a life far worse than that of a pure-blood lycanthrope. You might wish that your child were like all of the other non-likes, but impairing physical development will achieve the very opposite effect. You would be intentionally handicapping your child and stunting his growth. Who can become a lycanthrope? Any human being, male or female, regardless of race or background, can become a lycanthrope. However, the condition will not become active until you reach the age at which puberty begins. Non-humans, animals, cannot contract lycanthropy. Why is lycanthropy tied to the phases of the moon? The lycanthropin hormone is released in measured doses throughout the month, hitting its peak after approximately 29 days. During the first month, you will notice several changes in your body: hair growth, fingernail growth, and increased strength. Much more is happening internally, including a dramatic spike in the iron levels in your blood. The increase in iron changes the magnetic polarity of your chemical makeup, causing you to be far more sensitive to the phases of the moon. In the way that the ocean hits high tide at full moon, your body experiences a high tide of its own, triggering a sudden, massive surge of lycanthropin to instigate your change. Is there a cure? No, because lycanthropy is not a disease. It is a process involving the release of a hormone that is already present in the body. Is it possible to have this condition and lead anything resembling a normal life? Absolutely. Keep reading this book to find out how.